It's been a while since Coffee Mumbo Jumbo has had a Monmouth coffee. So I've got one here today, and it's the organic espresso blend of Monmouth. Of course, I've had that before, but like the seasons change, coffees change as well, because of course they are linked to the seasons where these beautiful beans are being harvested. And to my delight, I found out that the organic espresso blend from Monmouth have got a coffee in there that I know very well. And it's the Peruvian Tunki that I've had as a single origin, roasted by Butterworth and Son, and roasted also by Geddes. So it is really interesting to find out that Monmouth, such an amazing company, have also gotten wind of the Tunki and have put it in their organic espresso blend. Now, this espresso blend is actually made out of three different coffees. It's got some Ethiopian in there, which is also coffees that I love. Of course, you don't want to bunch them up all together, but it's the Limu from Ethiopia. Never had that as a single origin, but of course, know the Sidamu very well, know the Kaffa Forest, know the Yirgacheffe, and there, again, there are differences, of course, within those areas and regions, and depending on the roaster who puts his mark on it. Now, the other coffee in there is the Colombian Finca La Esperanza. So we got three in there. We've got the Limu from Ethiopia, we've got the Tunki from Peru, and we've got the Finca La Esperanza from Colombia. And I've pulled what I think is quite an exquisite shot of that particular blend. I dosed it at 18 grams, because, again, playing from my memory bank, the Monmouth coffees, they don't like to dose them too much. They're not really roasted as light as maybe a workshop coffee or maybe a small batch or other artisan roasters. But don't get me wrong, this is a really fine, fine roast, and it is a lovely color. It is kind of a hazelnutty color, but even lighter than a hazelnut. You know, maybe the shell of a hazelnut, of a blonde hazelnut. It is just beautiful in its vibrancy, just if you see those beans. So kept it at 18 gram, got the temperature at 93 at the group head, and extracted it in 25 seconds, it yielded me just 29 and a little bit of gram fluid. But in the taste, it was just so beautiful. Now, can I detect the Tunki in there? I don't know. All I know is that it's a beautifully smooth coffee. It's got some interesting fruitiness at the end, actually. And it's just kind of a lovely kind of mouthfeel, and it envelops your tongue with a beautiful, lovely kind of just comforting feeling, really. And pulling another shot, I've also transferred it and made a flat white out of that. And just, the smell, I mean, it's just a lovely, lovely smell. And the taste is very smooth. It's got kind of milk chocolate more than anything, if you want to go, you know, and compare it to kind of chocolates. It's not as deep and rich. It's lighter. It's just beautiful. I mean, it's a lovely morning coffee, I would say. And so happy to be reunited with the Monmouth. And of course, what I must look up is the Monmouth espresso blend, the organic one that I've had, well, quite a while ago, maybe even as much as 7-8 months ago, what that blend consisted of. Now, I don't know if I've still got those details, but that particular one is just very beautiful. So thanks again to Monmouth for producing such beautiful coffee. And hey, good to see you, Tunki, in other coffees as well.